Unit 4. Recording 9. Lesson 4D. Exercise 2.
A book I've enjoyed. The Time Machine by H.G. Wells. The Time Machine is a science fiction book by H.G. Wells, who was a famous British author. He wrote the book in 1894. It is about a journey through time in a time machine. The book forecasts space travel and nuclear wars, as well as predicting genetically modified foods. The main character is an inventor who lives in London. He's called simply the Time Traveller. He builds a time machine and sets off on a journey which takes him into the future. He arrives in the year 802,701. He expects to find a better world with more intelligent people and great inventions. Instead, he discovers a world where people have become happy, childlike creatures. These people, the Eloi, are not only physically smaller, but also less intelligent than people in the present day. What's more, they have become weak. While he gets to know the Eloi, the time traveller forgets about his time machine. He suddenly realises that it has mysteriously disappeared. During his search for it, he meets a second group of creatures, the Morlocks, who live underground. They are the workers and they are strong, but they are also evil and violent. After fighting the Morlocks, the time traveller finds his time machine, which the Morlocks have stolen and hidden. He returns to the present time to tell his friends the story of his time travel. I've just finished this book and I enjoyed every minute of it. It's one of the most exciting books I've read for a long time.
Terry Edwards, 16. An extract from The Time Machine. The time traveller has just met the Eloi.
At the top of a hill, I sat down and looked at our world. Here, I could see that these changes had been made. The air was free of unpleasant insects. The earth was free of weeds. Everywhere, there were fruits and pleasant flowers. Beautiful birds flew here and there. And I saw no diseases during my stay. There had been social changes as well. I saw people living in fine buildings, beautifully dressed, but I hadn't yet found them doing any work. The shop, the advertisement, buying and selling, all of these things which are so important to us had all disappeared. I thought of the small size of the people and their low intelligence. People had been strong, energetic and intelligent, and had used this energy to change their living conditions. Difficulties make people strong and clever and help them to work together. But where were these dangers now?